So anyway, but
you know, we were Forrest is here. Makes me think about the deer. We are assessing in our neighborhood.
Hang on, Brad.
We've got 12-pointer and 2 10s and lots of 8-point bucks this year. And in the past, all we've ever seen is eight-point bucks.
What, are y'all going to sell those? Or
well,
what?
I don't know. I keep thinking that as they eat everything that's green in the neighborhood, that they'll probably decline as a population.
Did you happen to see this picture, Forrest? Do you want the copy of this? Is anybody giving you copies of this?
Can you take that picture
yourself? You could mount that, Forrest, and put it right up on your wall.
Have you seen the picture? Oh, man, he hadn't even seen the write-up.
Well, I just wanted to ask Calvin, though, if those 8 and 10 and 12-point bucks in his neighborhood were as famished and looking so terrible as the ones in our yard, which are looking as good as I ever saw.
Oh, he's one of those anti-feed
my whole point was that I was just amazed at what good shape they're in. I just, you know, they're just, those populations continue to grow and continue
and
to be looked at.
Do your people feed them over in your neighborhood?
Yes, they do.
Our neighbors actually do.
Uh-huh.
And, of course,
now, what do you say?
We had a discussion about that at the Neighborhoods Association, just like everybody does. And it was a 50-50 vote, just like
everybody. I bet they're not feeding them nutritional value food. They're feeding them corn.
Corn and my plants.
Yeah.
Well, when you mix your plants in there with it, that's good.
My only point was that, did you see the editorial in yesterday's or the day before's paper?
I don't read the editorial.
One of the editors wrote an editorial about how the people of Hollywood Park should be able to feed the deer.
I think so.
And I don't think that that's any of the editor's business.
Cut him off.
We're going to have to give the other people now.
This is the station where your opinion counts. So as far as your opinion counts. All right. Thanks, buddy.
He's just too cheap to pay for the deer food over there. You haven't seen that?